Blog Talk Radio.
Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam began to reign over Judah. Reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins that his father did before him. And his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, setting up his son after him, and establishing Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Now there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Listen, the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Athai, his son, reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa began to reign over Judah. He reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as David his father had done. He put away the male cult prostitutes out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. He also removed Maacah, his mother, from being queen mother, because she had made an abominable image for Asherah. And Asa cut down her image and burned it at the brook Kidron.
On our good works. You're not doing good works to get saved. Listen, it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance of your sins, believing what he said. Now somebody says, okay, but now let's talk about this matter of confession for a moment, because that's what we usually hear about. Do you know how many times confession is used in the New Testament? Twice. Only twice. And when you think about that, it's only there two times. And then repentance is there 24 times. That'll tell us something. But I have a definition I want to give you of confessing for a moment, because this is what people say. Well, I've confessed my sin. Watch this carefully. To confess is to agree with. That's what it means. I confess this. I agree with it. It's to agree with. Say the same thing as God would say. If I confess that I've sinned, I'm agreeing with him that what I did was wrong. To agree with God's view of our sin, that it is wrong, should be removed from our life. Repent of it. Agreement is not enough. It must go. So if somebody says, well, if I sin against God, I just confess it. Usually what that means is I just tell him about it, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the end of it. No. Confession is the first part. Confession is agreement with God, and repentance is the second part. It's not a matter of works. It's a matter of the attitude of the heart. And so when you see confession in that form, it means we agree with God about what he's saying about our sins. And that is, they don't belong there. And so let's think about this for a moment. A sanctified life is a life that is set apart by God, for God, for his purposes. When you get saved, when you trust him as your Savior, he not only redeems you, he pays the price. He justifies you. He declares you righteous. He reconciles you, bringing you back to himself. He sanctifies you, which means he sets you apart for himself, for his purposes. That's why living in sin, once you've been saved, does not fit who you are. Because the Holy Spirit came into our life to sanctify us, to set us apart as the children of God, to do what? To live a godly life. Listen to what he said. He predestined. That means he determined beforehand. He predestined you and me to be conformed, shaped spiritually. Be conformed to the likeness of his son, that's Jesus. Not physically, but spiritually. His goal, he predestined, that is, he predetermined before it all began. He predetermined that once you and I are saved, what would happen? he would begin to form in our lives the character, conduct, our conversation like that of his son. That's his will and purpose for us. We can't ever excuse sin. If we sin in our life, we ought to confess it and repent of it. Deal with it right then. God, this doesn't fit who I am. And so I'm asking you to forgive me and cleanse me. And listen, any confession that has no repentance is incomplete. And let's look at 1 John 1:9. If you don't know what that is, turn to Revelation, Jude, 3rd, 2nd, 1st John backwards. Look at this. 1 John 1:9. Let's start with verse 7. But if we...
But the high places were not taken away. Nevertheless, the heart of our soul was wholly true to the Lord all his days. And he brought into the house of the Lord the secret gifts of his father and his own secret gifts, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between us and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might permit no one to go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house and gave them into the hands of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Abramon, the son of Ezion, king of Syria, who lived in Damascus, saying, Let there be a covenant between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I am sending to you a present of silver and gold. Go, break your covenant with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may withdraw from me. And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel Beth-Maacha, and all Chinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. And when Baasha heard of it, he stopped building Ramah, and he lived in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation to all Judah, none was exempt, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber, with which Baasha had been building. With them King Asa built Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. Now the rest of all the acts of Asa, all his might and all that he did, and the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? But in his old age he was diseased in his feet, and also slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah. He reigned over Israel 2 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, in his sin which he made Israel to sin. Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. So Baasha killed him in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. And as soon as he was king, he killed all the house of Jeroboam. He left to the house of Jeroboam not one that breathed, until he had destroyed it according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by his servant Ahijah, the Shilonite. It was for the sins of Jeroboam that he sinned, and that he made Israel to sin, because of the anger to which he provoked the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, began to reign over all Israel at Tirzah. He reigned 24 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, which he made Israel to sin. Chapter 16.
We walk in the light as he himself is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now he's writing to Christians. If we're walking in the light, as he is in the light, listen to what he says. He says, here's what happens. We have fellowship with him, with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, is continually cleansing us from sin. That's if we're walking in the light. If I'm not walking in the light, that's not true. Look, if we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. if we confess, agree with God about our sin. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think God thinks about your sin? You know, it's wrong. It doesn't belong in your life. It doesn't fit who you are. It doesn't fit your relationship to Him. It shouldn't be there at all. Therefore, we need to repent of it. Amen?
Okay.
Amen. Now, listen. If we confess our sins, what is confessed, we agree with God that it's wrong. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is, He makes things different. So is confession important? Yes, it is. This is what Paul said. He said that you change clothes. Take it off. This is what he said in Colossians, that third chapter, 8th verse. He said, put it away. Put away those things that do not fit who you are as a child of God. Put them away. Take it off. And so he uses the term in the Greek, like you take off your clothes. Take it off. It doesn't fit who you are. If you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're in a minute, then you confessed your sins to Him. Maybe you didn't know what repentance was all about. Here's what it's all about. It's about your confessing and agreeing with God about it. And then what? Deliberately, willfully, doing what? Walking away from that in your life because you don't want that in your heart. God can read your heart. He knows whether you want it or not. He knows when we'll fail, but He knows our heart. He knows that we don't want to. And there are times when people get themselves in situations they don't want to be disobedient, but they find themselves doing it, and then what? The more you weep over it, and the more sorrowful you are. Notice what he said, sorrowful unto repentance. God, I don't want that in my life. Remember what you have. You have the Holy Spirit living within you who will enable you to overcome anything and everything that is not of God. It's a choice we make. Is it an easy choice? No. Is it a choice that you fail sometimes? Yes. He didn't say be perfect. He said be obedient. At that time,